A museum of glass art in Philadelphia's Old City neighborhood is showcasing an exhibit of water pipes. Many know them better as bongs. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports that the glass pipe artists are considered the underdogs of the art world.
The National Liberty Museum is a private museum on Chestnut Street. It has a mix of exhibitions about American heroism, democratic values, and glass.
So
it now has a show of glass pipe sculpture.
This guy's being tricky.
While struggling with a custom-made box holding an intricately designed pipe set, the museum's glass coordinator, Holly Smith, says these artists, once denizens of the Grateful Dead parking lot, are knocking on the door of fine art.
A lot of them really, you know, are adamant about these being tools for enlightenment and shared use and creating an experience. What am I doing wrong?
The 50 sculptural pieces are meant to be artworks, some going for tens, even hundreds of thousands of dollars, but they can all function as pipes. Some of the artists go by aliases like Slinger, Jop, Rooster, Germ. If these sound like graffiti tags, it's because they were once illegal artists. At one time, America's war on drugs went after not just drug dealers, but crafters of drug paraphernalia. The museum's director of glass, Megan Cole, says only recently have these artists emerged from underground.
They're excited. They've been waiting, you know, they're making this work and have not been really exposed to the mainstream audience and finally being recognized by a different institution rather than a shop, you know, on the streets.
The art world has had a long, ongoing conversation with itself about what can be considered art, what should be considered craft, and really what's the difference. But even in that debate, bongs are outliers. Smith says both sides treat glass pipes with disdain.
The glass-blowing world definitely doesn't want to be associated with those things. And the crafters in the glass-blowing world don't want to be associated with those things. So you have a clique within a clique within a clique.
Glass pipe sculpture may be the red-headed stepchild of the art world, but it pays the bills. One of the artists in the show, Elizabeth Heike Huber, wrote in a statement that the income from selling glass pipes has allowed her to maintain her fine art practice. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.